Yeah, the NSABP-B32 trial that was presented by Tom Julian was a large randomized trial comparing sentinel node biopsy followed by standard axillary dissection to sentinel node biopsy alone, provided that the sentinel node was negative intraoperatively or postoperatively. This is the largest randomized trial of sentinel node biopsy. It randomized over 5,600 patients, about 5,611, to these two groups. Of course, if the sentinel node was positive, then for both groups, an axillary dissection would take place. So this was a study for sentinel node negative patients to compare completion axillary dissection or not. And we presented essentially a technical report looking at the identification rates for the sentinel node, false negative rates. And what we found was that the identification rate was about 97%. And it did get better as surgeons did more cases. On the other hand, false negative rates was about 9.7%. Interestingly enough, false negative rates did not seem to improve that much, or at least not significantly, with time and more cases that the surgeons did. So false negative rates appear to be something that is sort of inherent to the sentinel node biopsy procedure. It may be an anatomic situation why sometimes the sentinel node is not the one you think, but it doesn't get all that much better with more experience.